It's been a while. We've had other things going on. We haven't been able to connect, but we have with us Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning. Sherrod, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I didn't get to hear him. I wanted to hear what the Indians said on your show a few minutes ago.
Oh, well, we're just getting ready to take on the Yankees. By the way, the last place Yankees, who are last in the American League right now. Corey Kluber is 0-2 on the season so far.
I was going to say, Corey Kluber lost his second last night.
Yep.
I think his career is he was hurt in 19 with Cleveland, right? He was so good until then. Yeah. And then I hated to see the Yankees get him because he'll become Cy Young or something, but maybe he won't.
Well, but we're looking for a good series, and the crowd's going to show up to that 30% capacity for the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so they still have tonight.
Is that the number we're at now? It's 30%?
30%, and then 40, I believe, Craig, is what's going to be in May is mm-hmm. what they're looking to do. That. So we're just waiting to bring those people on board. But we're also trying to get people vaccinated.
I wish they could bring a left fielder on board and a right fielder on board. And some hitting on this team.
Oh, but our pitching.
Oh, well.
We enjoy the pitching. That's the way it goes so far.
What is it? Friends of mine around the country ask me, how come the Indians, like when Bieber just showed up and, has his all-star game appearance and wins the MVP of the all-star game and then he wins the Cy. It's like, where do these young pitchers come from in Cleveland? But they can't seem to find young hitters, or they trade them.
Yeah, well.
But anyway.
But I would say to Craig, and you, I've lived through decades of baseball where it's like you have hitting and no pitching. You get the pitching.
Yeah,
that's
right.
You have no hitting.
Pitching gets you there. Yeah, you look at those teams of the 90s, and they had, if not for steroids, like six of those guys would be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, Bell and Lofton and Ramirez and Tomey and Alomar really couldn't hit, but even Sorrento, guys like that, that just were knocked the cover off the ball, but their pitch, they had no really, really good pitcher.
Right, and what they had was sort of a little on the older end with Dennis Martinez and Earl Hershiser at that particular.
Yeah, guys, they really weren't quite hit with Cleveland. Yeah,
you either got to get them when they're young or you get them when they're old as well. But we're looking to at least we had a snow out yesterday. We had no baseball yesterday because of the snow, so we're just hoping for better weather. The way things are moving forward.
My wife, when I woke up, she's in Cleveland. I'm here in Washington. I woke up. I go home every Thursday, but when I woke up, she sent me a text of Franklin, our dog, running in from the snow, just all covered in snow. Like, it's April, for gosh sakes.
Yes. Well, that's how I can tell what the weather is like in the middle of the night. If I let the dog out, I can come back and feel if he's wet, it's raining, he's snowing, whatever, coming out. But, that's what we're dealing with here. And, of course, it's Earth Day today, and a lot of there's the climate summit going on as well. Anything you think is going to come out of something like that, or is this usually just?
I talked yesterday to Senator Kerry and to Dean McCarthy. They're the two people that have charged with both domestic, international, what we do on climate issues. And one of the issues we talked about is something I'd not thought about much until the last couple of years, because now I'm chairman of the Banking Housing Committee now in the Senate. That banks increasingly are factoring in climate risk. For instance, if you're a bank, you probably aren't going to write too many mortgages in South Florida because you write a 30-year mortgage and you lend money for that house, and that house might be worth nothing in 7 years when it's flooded and flooded permanently. Or you are writing a policy, you are underwriting as a bank, insuring an company expanding in oil production. And we are moving more and more towards fossil fuel, so they need to consider that risk as they write these underwrite these loans. On the other side, that when you finance solar and wind turbines and a number of these other alternative energy, you're going to do better. So the financial system's all tied up in what happens with climate too, because they recognize they don't care about the politics of climate. That. People like me say climate is a real threat, and conservatives say it's all a hoax. They don't care about that. What they care about is science and reality, and they know climate change is on us and is going to get worse, and they've got to account for it, and their bottom line is banks.
We're talking this morning with Senator Sherrod Brown joining us to think. What are some of the things you've been working on lately that you'd like to share with us today?
Well, it's all still about getting shots in people's arms and money in people's pockets and people back to work and kids in school. And back in fact, I don't think I've talked to you since then. A month ago when we passed the American Recovery Act, it was, I said to a reporter when I was walking out of the Capitol, I said, this is the best day of my career because it was the day we fixed pensions for 100,000 Ohioans. It was the day we provided the child tax credit, which will pull 40%. We'll pull 40% of people out of low-income kids out of poverty. It's when we helped a whole lot of small businesses stay in business or get back on their feet. And it will help a lot of unemployed workers and people who might be evicted so they can hang on and stay in their apartments until they can get back on their feet. So all of those things were in this bill. And the next round is what we do with infrastructure, highways, bridges, broadband, housing, all the things that government needs to do. And so far, over the last year, government has done this right. I mean, there's no question this country would have been in a horrible depression if government hadn't stepped up the way we did. And some of the times it's bipartisan. More recently, it's President Biden leading us ahead and moving forward. President Biden promised 1 million vaccines a day, 100 million the first 100 days when he took office. We're now doing almost 3 million a day. And half the American public, the adult population, has been vaccinated. So this is a huge success story.
I wanted to, before we let you go, put a plug in for your Columbus office and the staff there. Joe Henry helped me recently with a federal tax issue, and he did some nice work for me. And you probably want to reach out and let us know about how people can reach out to your office for help on federal issues as well.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Joe's a star. Joe's been in our office over a decade out of the Columbus office. We have four offices: Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, and Lorain. And he, just thank you for saying that. Thank you for complimenting him. We have people that all the time. People call our office. It might be a problem with their kid. It might be a problem with a visa. It might be a problem with a tax issue or something in their neighborhood or something with schools or. And we go to bat for them. I mean, a big part of our job is stuff you never read about in the paper, you never hear about on the radio, unless you just said it. But so I encourage people always to reach out, go online, reach out to any one of our offices if there are problems you think we can help you with to deal with the federal government. Just to know, I am on the Agriculture Committee and the Veterans Committee, so especially if it's a veterans issue, especially if it's a farm issue of some kind, but I'm also, work on all kinds of other things, too. So always reach out if you need something.
That's why you're there, to serve us. Does this differ from when you were in the House as a representative? You get more or less calls, or the same things?
We get more. It's no different. It's just bigger because it's an office. I mean, I was one of 17 in those days in the House, and there were only two senators. And I put a real premium. I always realized it's important to me that people trust their government. And one of the reasons that they should trust us, in my mind, we don't always earn it. I understand that. But one of the reasons to trust us is if you have an individual problem, I will fight for you to fix it. I will fight to help you. And that then people think, government, at least on that level, government works. Where Senator Brown, where Congressman Capt or whatever did something and helped us, and that's really important. And some House members do it. Marcy does it really well, Marcy Capt. Some House members don't pay a lot of attention to it. They get reelected either way, and I just think that's wrong.
Well, they always hear, reach out to your representative or your official if you have issues or you want to, address something or share your thoughts. It's always a good thing to do that. And we appreciate the time.
Or just tell me what you think about something. Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
You agree or disagree? Exactly right.
Well,
cool.
Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us again.
All right. Thanks. Always glad to do it. Thanks.
Bye. Yeah.